Okay, let's get cracking. We are continuing to learn the sixth parak of Maseches Peah. We're going to finish off the sixth parak today with parak Vav Mishnah Yud Aleph. And then we're going to begin the seventh parak of Maseches Peah with parak Zayin Mishnah Aleph. Parak Vav Mishnah Yud Aleph is going to discuss various situations and cases where there might or might not be a halacha of Shecha. Says the Mishnah, Hakotzer Balayla, if a person goes out at night and he starts harvesting his field, he's cutting his grains, Bahama Amer, or he's piling various grains, he's putting them to piles late at night, Vahasuma, or a blind person, Yeshlahem Shecha. In all of these cases, there is still a halacha of Shecha, even though a person might say, no, it's dark, and that's why I left it there, I couldn't see it. Doesn't matter. Just because it's nighttime, that does not preclude Shecha, that does not prevent the halacha of Shecha of taking effect, and you would have to leave anything forgotten for the poor. Continues the Mishnah, but v'im haya miskavein lito as hagas, ein lo shecha. But says the Mishnah, if he intended to first take the big, massive stalks, and then in his mind he has the kavana, he has the intention to return and then take the more skinnier, scrawnier stalks, then ein lo shecha, then the halacha of shecha would not apply, and the assumption is that he was going to go back anyway, it's not considered to be forgotten, and he would still be able to take them and not have to leave them for the poor people. Im Amar, however, if the farmer says, Harani kotzer al manas mashani shochech ani etol, if he says that I'm going to cut these and I'm going to harvest these stalks on condition that whatever I forget I could ultimately take, Geishlo Shecha. Says the Mishnah, the halacha of Shecha applies, and as the Bar Tanura points out, because you can't make a condition that goes against the Torah. The Torah says specifically that if you forget stalks, if you forget produce, you have to leave it for the poor. So you can't say that I'm taking these on condition, I'm cutting these on condition, that I'm not going to be able to, that I'm not going to have to leave anything for the poor. That's against the Torah, that's against halacha, and therefore that would not be allowed. Okay, now we're going to begin Parak Zayin, Mishnah Aleph, and we're going to continue discussing the halachos of Shecha as they pertain to trees, more specifically, as it pertains to olive trees. Says the Mishnah, Kol Zayin Sheyesh Lo Shem Basada, any olive tree that has a specific name, that is known for something unique, something specific, something distinct and distinguishable in the field, Afilu Kizayis Hanatofa Bishaita, even an olive tree that's known for olives, that literally drips oil. You don't even have to squeeze. Normally, in order to get olive oil, you have to squeeze olives. But this particular tree makes olives that are so juicy that the oil comes out even without having to squeeze the olives. Ushchacho, and you forget to harvest, to pick these olives off of the tree. Eino shecha. It's not considered to be shecha because this particular olive tree is so unique, is so distinguishable, is so memorable. The assumption is that if it was left, there's no way that it was forgotten about. There's no way that the farmer would forget about such a special olive tree, and therefore the halacha of shecha would not apply. Bamet dvarim. When is this true? When would such a halacha take effect? That something so special that the halacha of shecha wouldn't apply because there's no way the farmer would forget about it. Says the Mishnah, Bishmo uvimaasav uvimkom. When there's something unique, Bishmo, about its name, uvimaasav, or it affects the actions, the actions, that which the olive tree does is special, uvimkom, or the placement of it in the orchard is special. And we're going to go through each of these to see what exactly that means. But when it's special, when there's something unique about the olive tree in any of these three ways, it would not be included in the laws of Shecha, and the owner would be able to go back and get it. Says the Mishnah, Bishmo. What does it mean that there's something distinguishable, unique about its name? So Shehaya Shifchoni O Beishani. Whereas the Bar Tanura points out, where the olive drips so much that they have a special name for it, they name it Shifchoni, which means literally pour me, it's pouring out olive oil. O Beishani, or which means literally like Baishan, like hits Baishu, which means like embarrassment. What does it mean? Why would you name an olive tree embarrassment? So as the Bar Tanura says, because it's pouring out so much olive that it's like basically shaming and embarrassing all of the other trees. So Bishmo, the first example is where there's a special name for the olive tree because of how much oil it allows to flow forth from itself without even having to squeeze any of it, bima'asav, or its action simply, shehu osahar, it makes so much olive oil. It's just pouring out olive oil, again, without having to squeeze any of the olives themselves, that it's unique, that it's distinguishable, the halacha of shecha would not apply to it. And the final example, bimkomo, there's something unique and special about its placement. What does that mean? Shehu omid bitzad hagas, o bitzad hapirza, that the olive tree is standing right next to the gas, the olive press, o bitzad hapirza, right next to a big, empty place in the fence. So again, because it's unique, because there's something unique about it, special, distinguishable, we assume that the owner wouldn't forget it, wouldn't leave it there, wouldn't forget about it, and therefore the halacha of shecha would not apply to it. But continues the mission. That's only when it comes to these special olive trees. When it comes to special olive trees, special olives, the halacha of shecha doesn't apply. Ushar kol hazesim, but continues the Mishnah. When it comes to all other olive trees that are just regular olive trees, you got to squeeze the olives in order to get the juice. Shnayim. Shecha u'shlosha eina shecha, as we saw previously in many Mishnayos before, the halacha is that if you forget two of them, then it's shecha, you forgot. However, shlosha eina shecha, but if you forget to pick three olive trees, then that would not be shecha, because again, the assumption is, like we learned before, if you forget three whole olive trees, we assume that you're going to come back to it, that you didn't forget about it. Finishes off the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi Omer. Rabbi Yossi says, Ein shechcha lazesim. Says Rabbi Yossi, and we do not paskin like Rabbi Yossi, but he says, Ein shechcha lazesim. There's no shecha. It can't possibly be that an owner, that a farmer, that workers would ever forget an olive tree, because it's so rare, as the Baratinur points out. It's so special. Just olive, not even the special olive trees, but all olive trees are so special that the assumption is that he never would have forgotten it. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, all olive trees would not be included in the laws of Shecha, and you'd be able to go back and get it. Quick review. Perek Vav Mishnah Yud Aleph discuss various situations where, number one, where there would be Shecha, where even though it was late at night, and even though he's blind and he could make an excuse why he forgot it, there would still be a halacha of shecha. Then we discuss the case where the farmer or the workers intend to just take a certain type of stalk and return back for the other one. So in that case, there would not be shecha, because the assumption is that he's going back for the other ones. Nothing was forgotten. And then the final case of that Mishnah was discussing a case where a person literally just says, I'm going to cut and harvest all of these grains on condition that whatever I forget, I can then come back and get. And that's a yeshlo shecha. There would still be shecha. You can't make a tenai. You can't make a condition that goes against Psukim in the Torah, that goes against the Halacha in the Torah, and that would therefore not work. And then we began Perek Zayin of Maseches Peah, which I was discussing a lot about olive trees. And the basic principle that we took away was that when it comes to olive trees, if there's anything, number one, if there's anything unique, distinguishable, special about the olive trees, for example, the example the Mishnah gave was that the olive oil from the olive just keeps pouring out without even squeezing the olives. The assumption is, even if it's forgotten, even if it's left there, we assume that the owner was going to come back for it, because how could he forget about olives that are so special? And really, the three main ways that a tree can be special, number one, is if it's given a special name. Number two, if it has certain special attributes, certain special actions, such as the fact that it just flows out a tremendous amount of olive oil. And the third example given was its place in the orchard is special. If any of those are true, then the shecha would not apply to that. And the halacha is, just like any other tree, that if the owner forgets two of them, then shecha applies. If he forgets three of them, then we assume that he's going back for them, and shecha would not apply. And Rabbi Yossi just says, he disagrees with this whole premise, and he argues that generally speaking, there's no shecha when it comes to olive trees, because olive trees are so rare, so special. Have a great day.